If there was an award for the best farmer's tan, she'd be sure to win it. Pam Jahnke and the Farm Report.
Well, let us hope that there is some sunshine around this week to maybe get a tan going. Definitely could use the warmth to get our crops going. As we roll towards 6 o'clock on a Monday, it's time for our checkoff chat. Brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council, your beef checkoff dollars, as well as the Equity Livestock Sales Association. You know, summertime's a great time for us to invite consumers out to the farm through things like our June dairy events or for communication farmer to farmer. That's coming up this Saturday with the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Summer Tour. It's going to be Saturday, starting basically in the DeForest area where everybody boards a bus. Then they're going to be touring three different beef locations, three very different styles of beef production, all the way up and down basically I-39. One of the fellas you'll find on the bus is our guest for today, an excited young man. Brady Zook is a member of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Board of Directors, and the reason we're having a chat with him today, Brady, you just got done being Wisconsin's representative on the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Young Cattlemen's Conference, YCC. It was a 10-day visit to Denver, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. Tell me about it.
Yeah, Pam. So the Young Cattlemen's Conference, which is put on by NCBA, takes one young leader from each state, gives them a chance to get out, explore the beef industry, learn more about NCBA, with the ultimate goal of developing future leaders for both our state and national cattlemen's groups. So really a leadership development program for the national cattlemen.
Yeah, and you, like I said, when I mentioned that you went through several different time zones, I'm not kidding. Give people a little snapshot of your itinerary, Brady.
Yeah, so 10 jam-packed days. We started out in Denver, Colorado for the first leg of our trip. Spent some time in the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, or NCBA's office there, learning more about what they do. Also learned a lot about the beef checkoff, and also spent some time visiting a large feedlot and a packing facility in the area as well. So kind of doing both, learning about the industry as well as NCBA and the beef checkoff's role within the beef industry. So that was our first part of the tour, and we took 60-some folks through the airport in Denver on a Sunday afternoon. Everyone made the flight just fine. We ended up in Chicago that evening. Really enjoyed Chicago. We had a chance to visit the headquarters of Hillshire Farms, a division of Tyson. We were actually at McDonald's on the very first day, the grand opening of their new corporate office downtown. Had a chance to visit with their leadership and the folks that source beef for McDonald's. And probably one of my favorite stops of the tour at the end of the day there in Chicago was OSI Industries, who makes the burger patties for McDonald's. They have five plants across the nation. Really cool to get in there, take a look at the process. The only disappointing part about the tour was there wasn't a fresh, never frozen, sizzling hot quarter pounder waiting at the end of the tour. We were pretty hungry coming out of the plant after seeing all those quarter pounders rolling by. Mm-hmm. Then we kind of wrapped up our tour there. On the third leg was out in Washington, D.C., where we got a chance to interact with NCBA staff, learn more about the issues, had issue prep day, and spent time on Capitol Hill visiting with our legislators. So three big kind of big buckets there, and 10 jam-packed days on the trip.
Now, Brady was very honest when I first asked him his reaction to the trip. Tell him what you said.
Okay, so I said that was hands down the best trip I've ever been on. I get a chance to travel quite a bit for work, and this is hands down the best trip that I've been on in my young career.
Well, that is quite a testament. Now, out of all those three, like you said, buckets, literally, of different sources, different information, what did you enjoy, or what surprised you maybe most, Brady? You're in the cattle industry. You work for Elanco. What elements did you pick up that actually surprised you as a member of the beef industry?
Yeah, so I think the biggest kind of aha for me, Pam, was that when we were out in D.C., you know, I've been an NCBA member for several years now, but never actually had a chance to really engage in the legislative side and see what they do out in D.C. And when you get a chance to go out there, meet the staff and see how connected they are in Washington, D.C., the connections to our legislators, knowledge on the issues, and the level of influence, quite frankly, that they have out there, that was the biggest aha for me. And I'll tell you what, I think that check to National Cattlemen's that I write every year is probably the easiest check I'll write going forward.
Outstanding. Excellent. Now, part of the responsibility of the YCC is that you come back and share this information. What kind of audiences are you hoping will ask you to speak, Brady?
Yep, so any opportunity would be great to share that. We'll definitely been sharing some information within our Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association group. with our board of directors there, and also probably do some presentations at some of our upcoming meetings, such as the summer tour, our winter conference, and also actually kind of having a lot of fun sharing it locally with some different groups that I'm a part of, sharing that information and really getting a chance for the folks in Wisconsin here to get maybe get a little inside look at what's going on out in D.C. It's been really fun.
You know, we're always usually pretty good cow side, if you know what I mean. We're good handling the animals and even the initial processing side when you were out in Greeley looking at some of those feedlot facilities. Tell me what it was like in those food processing facilities, Brady. You mentioned kind of the volume a little bit overwhelming. What other particular items did you pick up talking with those food vendors, those retailers, the face of beef for a lot of consumers? What'd you learn there?
Yep. I think the biggest thing, Pam, is you think about a company like a Tyson, you know, that is ultimately marketing a product to the end users. They have to be sensitive to what the consumer demands are. So they're taking a look, they're evaluating what our customers are asking for. And ultimately, on their side of the spectrum, if they don't deliver what the customer is asking for, they're going to be out of business. But I think what is unique is they are trying to balance what the consumer is asking for versus what we can deliver. So they actually had a lot of really good questions for our group of cattle producers saying, hey, here's what customers are asking for. Can you guys possibly deliver this? Is this reasonable? Should we pursue this? But definitely a balancing act there. I thought it was unique, too, is they wanted, you know, they were very appreciative of the role of that we cattle producers play in the business, understand that if they don't have cattle procured from us, they're not going to be in business much longer. So I thought it was really unique to see that kind of that balancing act that they're kind of in the middle. But they're listening, and I think another important thing to share, I guess, they know we're doing a good job, but, you know, some of the new certification for the certification programs like beef quality assurance, there's a lot of value in that to our end user consumers. I think we all need to focus on getting trained in some of those certifications.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did they want to hear your story, your individual stories, Brady, or was it more kind of just the industry as a whole?
You know, I think they really like to hear the individual stories, Pam. Consumers today want to know more than ever, want to know more about where their food comes from. And if they have a chance to use either your personal story in a marketing campaign, for a food company, or even, you know, the folks out in D.C. when we were visiting with the staffers on Capitol Hill, those personalized stories and telling your story goes a real long way in making an impact out there.
Definitely, most definitely. Brady Zook along with us from the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. He works for Elanco, and he has been the Wisconsin representative on this year's Young Cattlemen's Conference hosted by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Now, let's talk a little bit about the summer tour that is coming up right in our backyard, Brady. Kind of running up I-39, first time in a little while that the Wisconsin cattlemen have decided to gather together. And it starts on the 30th of June. And give us a little goal of what this tour is all about.
Yeah, Pam, so we're kind of looking to put together a tour here to kind of help kind of establish the goal or kind of focused on, you know, the main mission of the Wisconsin Cattlemen, leadership, advocacy, and education. So we're having three stops there, kind of giving a diverse flavor of the beef industry in Wisconsin for the folks who attend to learn more about beef production, different aspects of it. And also I think the second big component is going to be the networking aspect. We're going to be on a bus for the entire day there touring beef operations with fellow producers. What a great opportunity to join your fellow cattlemen for a day, make some new connections, learn about their operation, and also see three really progressive beef operations in Wisconsin.
And you've got some guests that are going to be jumping on. You talk about National Cattlemen's Beef and that. They're interested in your tour.
Yes, absolutely. So I think we have the probably the highest guy in NCBA right now, Mr. Kevin Kester, our NCBA president, will be joining us for the entire day. And at lunchtime there, he will also be sharing an update on what National Cattlemen's is doing out in D.C. Mm-hmm. on our behalf, kind of give us an update on the legislative climate and what activities they're working on in D.C. And we also have a few other guests coming from the membership and regional director departments as well from NCBA. So we'll have a lot of great opportunities to meet with some NCBA folks as part of the trip.
Hey, give us a little description on each of the three stops, would you, Brady? Because for the beef producer, I want them to understand that you have been very specific, picking three different operations that should appeal to anybody, whether they're just getting started with beef or whether they've been in the industry for a while. Give us a little snapshot on what each of the three has to offer.
Yep, sure thing, Pam. So our first stop of the day will be Aaron Beef, a feedlot facility near Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And I think the reason we picked Dave Aaron and his operation at Aaron Beef there was he's been very progressive in adapting technologies, the flatted floor facility. You know, in my work career, I get a lot of questions about flatted floor facilities or confined animal feeding. We thought it'd be a really great opportunity for folks to get a chance to engage and interact with one of those flatted floor facilities. So that's why we picked the first stop there with Aaron Beef. Our second stop, Bula Geringer Farms, does both commercial and registered Angus cattle on their operation in central Wisconsin. And really looking forward for to the cow-calf side, the manager there, Jay Woodill, is going to share information around some of the genetic testing work they've done. Really interesting stuff, very progressive and cutting-edge genetic work going on there that he's going to visit with us about. Mm-hmm. And we'll wrap up the day at Brenneman Farms. Matt's been kind of tried many different aspects of his operation, doing some custom bull development, embryo transfer, custom cattle feeding. So he's kind of had a broad variety of activities involved in his operation. We talk a lot about diversification. I think Matt's a great example of that. So I think all three bring a unique aspect, a different flavor at each stop, but definitely something for everyone.
Excellent. And it's just $40. Like he said, they're going to provide the bus. All you need to do is jump online, WisconsinCattleman.com, and get registered. And you got plenty of room, and more people, the merrier, right, Brady?
Absolutely, Pam. I think you think about that. $40 is a heck of a good deal here. We had an excellent lunch. Of course, we're having beef at both meals. Lunch and dinner, we'll be having beef. We're doing a burger grill and burgers for lunch, and then we'll have a steak dinner supported by Lynn's Heritage Angus that evening at Brenneman Farms. And, of course, the transportation, snacks on the bus, all included there. I don't know how you get much better a deal than that for $40.
Well, and you're also going to get a chance to tell them more about the YCC and hopefully sell another young cattleman on getting involved next year, huh, Brady?
Yes, absolutely. I've been telling everyone that'll listen, if you get a chance to ever go on the YCC trip, you definitely want to do it. And I think, Pam, you hit it right in the head there earlier. Folks are looking for more information. WisconsinCattleman.com has all the information. You can register online. If you prefer to print out the form and mail it in with a check, that's an option too. And there's contact information on the website as well. If you have any questions, please reach out. We'd be more than happy to get them answered.
Well, excellent. Brady Zook, he is a young man that just came back from, like you said, 10 long days with the Young Cattlemen's Conference representing Wisconsin in Denver, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. Like you said, trip of a lifetime, and one that I hope more young cattlemen will consider taking advantage of for 2019. All of you think about taking advantage of the upcoming Summer Cattlemen's Tour Saturday, June 30th. Three different locations, basically up and down I-39. WisconsinCattlemen's.com has the details. And that for a Monday is your checkoff chat, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars and the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Remember, for more, go to beeftips.com or on Facebook, Wisconsin Beef Council.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.